This is the BBC.
It's Thursday, Scott Mills Daily. We've got Greg on Real or No Real with some interesting news straight out of North Korea. But is it true? Adele Roberts on Inu na Bingo and some startling stuff from Bargain Hunt.
As a boy, his grandmother would let him peek into her Chinese cabinet.
And a cautionary tale from one of our listeners of when you make a massive blunder on Facebook Messenger. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Christopher.
Hello.
Hello.
All right?
Yeah, good. This is my last day with you for a while.
Yeah, then you're off with your Eurovision mates.
Yeah. You don't like it, do you?
You've got your Eurovision friends.
I'll tell you what it is. You just go get fully involved in something else for a week. We don't really hear from you.
You do a bit.
And then we'll hear from you on the semi-final day and you'll be there and you'll be engulfed with Mel and having nights out with her. And
sure.
It's always the same.
Okay. I'll contact you a bit more than I normally do.
I'm not fast. That's the thing. I'm not fast. I'll be here with Matt Edmondson.
Okay.
So,
Matt Edmondson friends.
So, why don't we just forget about each other for a bit?
Sure. It is. It's like a trial separation. It's kind of weird.
No, I know you love it, though, and you go get right involved.
I do get involved. So, I'm going to Ukraine tomorrow, and I can't say what it is, but I've been trusted to take something with me to Ukraine that is really important to the Eurovision Song Contest. Well, as important as the Eurovision Song Contest gets, Europe is important.
Is it Graham Norton?
Yes, it is. I'm taking him in my case. No, but it is something. And if, it's hard to say, it's arriving at my house at 5 o'clock, and without this thing, the Eurovision cannot go ahead.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why they've trusted me with it. I'm not going to say what it is. You can guess if you want. I won't tell you. But the thing won't happen if I forget it on my flight tomorrow. That's it. It's all over.
It's the hard thing with you being vague on this.
And I will be fired from doing that job ever again.
So why have they trusted you with it?
I have no idea, but it's kind of them. I'm misjudged.
Scott Mills.
Adele Roberts is playing Innuendo Bingo with us today. See, every appearance on our show now after the last one for her is going to be a massive disappointment. Because I can tell you now, Adele, if you're listening, there's no royals coming in.
Well, I think it was last minute as well, the booking for Adele. So I think she's rushed to it, thinking that probably...
That makes people feel so unloved. Oh, it was a last minute booking. No, it's been planned for weeks, Chris.
It hasn't.
Oh.
But what I mean is, I think the reason she comes running so quickly is because she thinks royal.
Right, oh, do you think? Well, I can tell you, Adele, there's nothing happening here. You're just going to get wet.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird to think that people used to do radio shows back in the day where people couldn't get in touch with you? My dad told me he once sent a letter to a Radio 1 DJ and he had it read out 2 weeks later, I think it was. And that was about 1981. And we're straight back to 81 today here at Radio 1 in 2017. You can't get hold of us today unless you do it on social media.
We can do it on social media. But not
Radio 1 one, because I can't see that.
Or go like major old school. You can send us a pigeon.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Or send me a letter and I'll read it out on our mailbag feature in 8 years. So, yeah, there's no text coming in today. The system's broken. Don't ask. BBC Radio 1, you can tweet. BBC R1, you could tweet. Can we see those?
Yeah, of course you can. You can tweet at BBC R1.
Where are you going to see those?
Well, you can find them on Twitter. Do you know how Twitter works?
Oh, I know that. Yeah. But I mean on our screens here. Can't. Not working.
Well, no, but no one needs to know that. We can still find it.
It's fine. Our people are on it.
Scott Mills.
Adele Roberts, hello.
Hi, Scott. It's a bit different in here today.
I was going to say, last time I saw you, we shared one of the best moments of our lives together.
Without a doubt.
When the royals just turned up. Did you honestly not know? I've not really spoke to you since.
I promise you I didn't know. I had no idea. You all covered it so well and you kept me distracted.
We were talking absolute nonsense before going, because we all knew it was going to happen. If you missed it, this is what happened when the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge came in. I've got to be honest with you, we tried to find some celebrities to come in and say hi.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't particularly go well, to be honest. We even contacted Buckingham Palace for you. And they said yes, actually.
What?
So please welcome to Radio 1, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
Oh my God!
Absolutely ridiculous day. I was buzzing after that, were you?
Yeah, I still feel like it's a dream. I still imagine looking to my right and seeing the most amazing set of teeth I've ever seen. Did you see its teeth?
Yeah, no, amazing.
Beautiful.
Congratulations on the marathon, by the way.
Thank you.
Do you know Adele's time, Chris?
No.
Go on, tell us.
3 hours 36.
That's crazy. So good. Imagine being able to run like that.
Also, after the Royals came in, like the first thing I wanted to do was just go to the pub, which is obviously something you couldn't really do. No. Is it?
Have you gone off the rails since, Adele? Always doing a challenge.
Yeah. I feel like I have no purpose in life anymore. If anybody wants me to do anything, I'll come around, clean your house, whatever.
Still got Radio 1, Adele.
I suppose, yeah.
It's all good.
Scott Mills.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
And today, it's Radio 1's Adele Roberts playing a game of Innuendo Bingo. You can watch us on the Radio 1 website. We'll have a video later for you on Radio 1's Facebook.
Really covering the mic here, someone has. Have you noticed this?
I know, we've got extra protection on the mic at the moment. I don't know where that is.
Normally, it's just like one condom or something like that on the mic. And
it
really
used to be condoms, it's not condoms anymore.
It's a triple bag.
Doubled up, yeah, triple.
Yeah. Okay, let's do this. Adele is playing Innuendo Bingo. Thank you for your clips. Radio 1's big weekend now is only 3 weeks away. Can you believe that? And we'll be going to Hull.
Can't wait.
Can't believe I'm going to Ukraine and Hull in 1 month. What a treat. It is. I'm seriously looking forward to big weekend, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Water, please.
Okay. Chris?
Yes, yeah, sorry, my friend. I'm sorry, I was distracted by Scott's enthusiasm. Mm.
Obviously, I've been to Radio 1's big weekend since it started. And I have asked the management to make some changes to Big Weekend, so it's a little bit more like the Six Music Festival, which sounds wonderful.
That's it, isn't it? You sober up and you think, did I? Oh, God, I did.
Seemed okay at the time.
It's a bit like that time at Leeds Arena, you may remember, when you, Sean Keaveney, ran across the stage and beat a hasty retreat.
I was tossed off by one of the security men.
That's the Six Music Festival, Sean Keaveney.
I was tossed off by one of the security men.
Water, please. Okay, time for a quick classic. Let's go over to our friends at the Asian Network. Now, there are so many good breakfast shows in this country, and you really do have to pull out all the stops to make sure your show really stands out from the crowd. Now, I don't know what Tommy Sandu and his guest are doing here, but definitely get me listening more in the future, I think.
Oh, that
the
sound.
Hand movement, then you know it's a Roddy's coming now.
Shh, 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 do that again. Huh? What's that? Is that Roddy? Is that Roddy there? Is that Roddy?
Tommy, they're talking about roti, you know, roti, the Indian flatbread originating from the Indian subcontinent. Mm. A roti.
Tommy every morning, he's always really happy.
He's the best.
And let him wait. You can hear what.
Do that again. Huh? What's that? Is that Roddy? Is that Roddy there? Is that Roddy?
Water, please.
I'm being very polite with you today.
Why are you being polite?
Well, because I've had a cold for about 8 months.
Oh, hon. Now we're going over to BBC Radio 4 for the drama Gloomsbury. We join the play at a very tense moment where Vera and Henry have received a letter from an old acquaintance.
Good luck with your forgiveness project, darling.
Oh, well, I'll have to give it one more shot. Who's that from?
It's Augustus Dong, of all people.
Great name.
Sorry, Chris.
Great name.
That's good.
Your trousers.
Mate,
you
it's all
right?
good. Great name.
A letter there from Augustus Dong. And there's more. I want to get a letter from...
It's Augustus Dong, of all people.
Yes, I dealt with it again.
Sorry.
There's more.
Oh.
It would appear that Vera doesn't very like Augustus Dong very much and wants to get rid of him as soon as possible so that she can take part in other pursuits.
Isn't Augustus Dong rumoured to have an extraordinary number of children?
Yes. He wants to drop by this morning as he happens to be in the area.
I want you to get rid of him with lightning speed, Henry. I simply must take advantage of this cloudy weather and trim my box.
That show's got everything.
I want to listen to Gloomsbury. Well, I hope it's on... hope it's on BBC Radio iPlayer app.
I simply must take advantage of this cloudy weather and trim my box.
Amazing. Okay, water, please.
It's Augustus Dong.
Sorry. Now, we're going over to Our Song for Eurovision on BBC Four. Now, Adele, as you may or may not know, I'm heading out to Kiev, Ukraine, tomorrow for the semi-finals. Always such a weird and wonderful event. And I'm looking forward to the sights and sounds that Kiev has to bring. Although I don't think they're into this in Ukraine.
Is that all made up on the spot?
Yeah, I just went for it and did it. Actually, the scat thing is something I've always been into.
Don't worry.
Nothing, Adele.
Can't explain it.
He's talking about the nonsensical vocal improvisation style of singing known as scat. That's your head in the bin there from Adele. That was me interviewing Alex Lark there from Electro Velvet, our entry in 2015.
Actually, the scat thing is something I've always been into.
Sorry. Water, okay, here we go. Next, it's one of our favourite clips from earlier this week, and it's the Russian Grand Prix on Channel 4. Formula One drivers, eh? Amazing lives. Must be such an amazing life being an F1 driver. The danger, the money. And now this as well.
Lewis, out of sorts in qualifying, on the dirty side of the grid.
Yeah.
It's a long way to turn two. Is that an opportunity for Daniel, or you just don't have enough straight line speed?
Well, we're hoping for a good tow, a good suck off.
Wow, Adele's going for it.
She laughs and does this with the bin. She's like, face right in.
Face in bin.
Dangerous.
Sorry, I feel bad.
Well, we're hoping for a good tow, a good suck off.
That's an F1 there.
What?
What?
I don't know what that means. I watched the F1.
Well, we're hoping for a good tow, a good suck off.
Oh, I've no. Don't look at me. I know. How would I know? Water, please. Next, it's Winter Watch on BBC Two. I really enjoy taking a peek at those live cameras, don't you? 24/7 streaming. Sorry, I've got giggles today. I'm not sure the presenter, Martin Hughes Games, and mud expert, Catherine, are aware that the cameras... I don't know whether they know that the cameras are on the whole time. Water. And they capture absolutely everything.
Catherine spent 3 years sampling the mud here, so she's an expert. I haven't quite got the technique.
Can you feel it, Pubby?
No, I can't feel it coming at all.
Try faster. There we go. Oh, nice, nice.
Wow, okay. Brilliant. Chris laughed more at mud expert.
I just not heard of that as a job. It's not one I considered before.
She's on.
She knows.
Okay. Classic clip now from Bargain Hunt on BBC Two. Water, please. Now, I don't know about you, but I used to love visiting my grandmother as a child. And so, as it happens, did Charles Paget Wade. What a lucky man.
This lovely manor in Gloucestershire was home to the collector Charles Paget Wade. As a boy, his grandmother would let him peek into her Chinese cabinet.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I don't recall that.
As a boy, his grandmother would let him peek into her Chinese cabinet.
One more.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, Chris.
That's a great one.
Finally, it's one of our absolute favourite clips from Gardener's Question Time on Radio 4. Now, Gardeners Question Time is in front of a live studio audience, and keen gardeners get to ask a panel of experts absolutely anything they like about their gardens. Even this man.
London N1P1RU. Details of all of those, of course, on the Gardeners Question Time pages of the Radio 4 website. Another question, please.
Good afternoon. I'm Dick Soper from Great Saxham.
What a guy.
Good afternoon. I'm Dick Soper from Great Saxham.
And that, some good names here today. That was Adele Roberts and Chris on Innuendo Bingo.
Augustus Dongle.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much, Adele.
Thank you.
Back on the radio tomorrow morning.
From
4 a.m.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
You go and get your own, get your own.
Sorry, that's too far. You've gone too far this time.
Why?
Too much brass on such a good song.
When it's a rubbish song, you're like, you're laughing along.
I say, go for it then.
Yeah. I saw your little face over there, like, tutting away, shaking your head.
I just. Right. Sometimes you go too far.
All right. Maybe we do need this break after all. Huh. Kanye West, Rihanna and Kid Cudi. All of the lights. I'm leaving you anyway tomorrow. So you don't even care.
Well, look, care. What I'm saying is save the brass for all your Eurovision songs then. Do that.
Okay.
Do you want, when they're performing the semi-final, that's when to take out the trumpet, the trombone, stuff like that.
Do you know, I wish they would let me play things
That'd
in.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Like, do you know when we did the Euros commentary when we went to Paris and we played little clips in, like Magnetic Eyes for Ozil, was it?
Yeah. This is what I'm saying, right?
I could do that on Eurovision. It'd be awesome.
We did the football alternative commentary,
and
it was great because you didn't know too much about football.
No.
I know a bit more than you, but we had a good laugh with it.
Yeah, and we could play
little clips
in. So
why is it when it comes to Eurovision, I don't come to Eurovision then? Because I haven't got all that massive interest in Eurovision, to be honest, but I know we'd have a laugh doing the actual commentary.
The alternative commentary.
Well, it's not the alternative commentary, it's the semi-final.
It's the only commentary,
it's the semi-final commentary.
Okay, well, I can put your hat into the ring for it next year.
Well, it's Mel from Bake Off,
isn't
it?
Her gig, to be honest, yeah. But,
yeah. But we'd
I don't think they'd
fun,
let us...
wouldn't we?
Pardon?
We'd have more fun.
Different fun, Chris. Different.
You act all adult when it's with her.
Yeah, I can't see them let us do that. And they definitely wouldn't let us play, like...
That's what, know, it, that is what it
now,
needs.
Do you think?
It does need a bit of that.
Scott Mills.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, 2-1 to me. I'm not here tomorrow, so this is it, really, is it? Or are you going to play it with your other friend?
Well, we'll probably just do our own game. So if you want to finish...
Oh, your own game!
If you if you want to finish this off, well, I guess you're 2-1 up. Either you win the week or it's a draw.
Yeah. The person that can decide is Tom off of Leeds. Hello, Tom.
Yes, Queen.
Yes, Queen.
What are you doing?
Just finishing work, getting back to the yard.
Oh, to the yard. On. Okay, what do you do?
I deliver sheds.
You do what?
Deliver sheds.
I deliver sheds.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We thought you were Tom Zanetti off of Leeds.
No.
DJ. But you're not.
No, we did hear that Tom was on the phone. He's from Leeds. Assume Tom Zanetti.
Yeah, there's probably more than just the one Tom in Leeds. But yeah, well, you proved.
Can we hear Tom Zanetti now? Is it too soon?
I don't know.
No.
It's up to you. You who you want,
okay.
Mate.
Well, you can if you want. Go for it.
Yeah, Tom Zanetti. Hello.
Okay.
Seems
who is someone from your home? Who is someone from your hometown? There, very not wise. Okay, this is what I've got for you on bangers. So this is The Magician featuring Years and Years and Sunlight.
Years and Years are on this.
It's clearly Ollie singing.
I never even clocked that. I always just thought this was a tune.
We always say The Magician featuring Years and Years. Yeah.
Do we actually?
Yes.
Ah, there we go.
Thanks for listening. Do you listen to anything we say?
Yeah, well, real talk, I think sometimes you can zone out of hearing what some DJs say.
I know.
I'm being real.
No, I think you do because you were like, What's Harry Styles' new song called earlier, off air?
And I was like, you mentioned this yesterday.
I mentioned it on the show yesterday.
No recollection.
Did you? Anyway, I've got that.
Okay, well, my banger choice today is this. Beep. Yeah, exactly. My Chemical Romance, Teenagers.
Oh.
It's good bangers good today, song. Two very different songs.
But not me. Okay, what are you going to do?
To be honest, they're both not my cup of tea.
Oh, what would you rather?
Tom Zanetti.
I think I'm going to go with Anderson Dermot O'Leary Tension.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Scott.
Yes! What are people saying?
Generally, calling for the police.
Oh, they're not.
They generally are, I'm afraid, Scott. Yeah, there's been a robbery.
Well, it's My Chemical Romance fans. They can be an angry bunch.
That is daylight robbery.
Or miserable.
I hope
I'm joking.
I hope his shed falls down. He's not. It's not his shed. He's delivering shed. Scott in Bridgewater, Chris, you've been robbed, mate.
His shed falls down.
Natasha here, who's calling for a Stuart's inquiry.
Who's Stuart?
She's got that wrong.
Do you want
doing it wrong? I love it when you get a word like that slightly wrong.
There's one that you get wrong all the time, and I can't remember
what
it is.
I say no holes barred.
Yes, you do. It's holds.
And it's holds.
It's definitely not holes.
Wrong image.
Do you want the... Oh, here they come, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'll let you have that.
Heard the nation's calls for the Popo.
Okay, here they are.
It's Stuart's inquiry.
Okay. All right, then. But I still won the week.
Scott Mills.
Okay, Stark, we've got an email here that we need to see to. Hi, Ben.
Yeah, not bad, mate. You?
Yeah, good. I do say all the time, I love your stories, and you just got straight to it and emailed me, scott.mills at bbc.co.uk.
I did.
So tell us the story, because Chris doesn't know it.
Okay, so I am in the process of organising a charity event in memory of my late grandpa for later on this year. And in order to help keep everyone in the family in the loop, I set up a Facebook Messenger group.
Sure, and just to keep everyone in touch with what's going on.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So a friend of mine designed us a poster. I thought, yo, I'll send that out and so everyone can sort of forward it on to everyone they know and all the rest of it. In the process of doing that, I'd been on Facebook and seen a really funny meme that I downloaded.
So did you send the wrong thing?
Yeah, kind of.
You've sent the funny meme, haven't you?
I did, yeah.
See, this is the problem as well, because once that's gone, you can't record that, can you?
No, that once it's gone, it's gone. And yeah, there's no going back.
Can you just tell me what relatives has this gone to?
This went to my dad, a couple of my uncles, a couple of aunties, one of my cousins.
Right.
So most of my grandpa's side of the family sort of thing.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to have Chris open this up now. He's not seen this before, but this is what you sent instead of the poster about your grandpa.
Yeah.
Okay, off you go, Chris.
There you go. Oh, my word, Scott.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, what have you done?
No, is that double-ended?
Yes. Now, that's... well, just say what you see, Chris, obviously.
Okay, I see an object with many sort of... I don't know what you call those, kind of almost like beads.
Knobbly bits.
Knobbly bits on it.
Yeah.
But it looks like it only has a couple of different uses.
And what colour is it?
It's purple.
That's right.
It's massive and purple.
Yeah. Good. So what's the response been like?
Immediately, the next message I sent was, oops, wrong poster.
Oh,
yeah, classic.
So I didn't actually get a response from anybody, although I did ring my dad straight away.
What did he say?
He was driving when and he just sort of glanced at his phone in his cradle as the message came up. And so when I rang him, he said, well, what was it? I didn't see it. So I basically said, well, if you don't know, I'm not going to tell you.
Right.
He said, no, tell me. So I told him. He said, oh, yeah, I didn't know what they were until a couple of years ago.
What? Oh, it's not a conversation you want to have with your dad.
Has anyone else spoken since the meme went up?
No.
No, because it's hard, isn't it?
I've seen some of the members of the family at the weekend, but nothing was mentioned.
Right.
And on Facebook Messenger, you can see read by so-and-so, 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 almost in real time as they do it.
I'll be honest, I wimped out and left the group.
Yeah. I think it's one of those where you just want to let the group fade away.
Hello?
What's going on?
Hello?
Sorry, one of my mates is trying to ring me on hands-free.
Okay.
I think he's probably listening and, yeah.
You've probably uploaded another meme and he's just ringing to warn you. Remember the time I had to ring Brian Bellow because he'd accidentally put something up on his Twitter?
Oh, wow, that was amazing.
And we were there for that moment.
Yes, that was amazing.
He did claim he was hacked.
Sure. Or the time that my friend Unlucky Gary sent me that picture, which wasn't meant for me, let me tell you, on my WhatsApp. Yes.
I did think of that when this got sent.
Just totally nude there, face down, on a Union Jack duvet.
At least it wasn't face up.
That's very true.
I actually
at least
did
it
think
wasn't
that
face up.
At the time, I was like, phew, because it could have been so much worse. I mean, it wasn't great, but it could have been worse. Okay, well, I think you're best to leave that now. You know I love your stories. Keep them coming. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. And thank you, Ben, for sharing.
Cheers, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Here is Radio 1's Greg James.
Hello.
Hello.
Nice to be introduced like that on Radio 1.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we are, aren't we? Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, good. How's everyone in here?
Very good. All very good, yeah. Still got a slight whistle in the teeth.
Yes. Hello there. Oh, muscly arm.
You seen his gap tooth there? It's got no teeth.
I know, it's
big, right?
Yeah, come over here. That's
stop it.
You're the paper boy.
Getting it fixed, mate. I'm getting it fixed.
That's real nice.
Is this true?
You haven't got long to get it fixed, though, have you?
No.
So when are you going to get it done?
Straight after this.
Let's have a look at you.
But you're off to Eurovision tomorrow.
Come on.
Show Greg.
No, I can't.
Open wide.
Open wide. I can't see you just the microphone
in your face. Okay, oh, shame. Here's Rino Nuriel.
The only airline in North Korea has just one option for an in-flight meal. A pork steak with a picture of Kim Jong-un's face grilled into it.
Grilled into it? Well, like it's been branded.
Yeah.
Like it's just, yeah. Like cattle.
Yeah, they probably do have like a stamp of his face.
Mm. Wow.
A bit like Tubby Toast back in the day. Do you remember that?
Tubby Toast.
Tubby Toast.
I would be careful calling Kim Jong-un Tubby Toast as a nickname. Old Tubby Toast over there.
I don't, because, oh no, they can't hear us.
It makes him sound slightly less dangerous, though, doesn't it? If you call him Tubby Toast.
Tubby Toast.
Like, less threatening. What are you going to do, Tubby Toast?
Stop saying it.
Oh, sorry.
Seriously?
Wasn't there a thing where
the Teletubbies sort of kept themselves to themselves as well, didn't they? When you think about it, that far off place where they were, it was kind of...
Right, so you've... I hope you realise what you've just done there.
Filmed in... Teletubbies were actually filmed in North Korea, real
no
real.
You've just compared the faraway land where Teletubbies used to live to North Korea.
No, I'm just... No, I'm not. I'm merely commentating on... You never really questioned what was going on with the Teletubbies there, did you?
No.
Best not to.
And they didn't have internet, same.
They didn't have internet?
Yeah.
Anyway, so the only airline in North Korea has just one option for the in-flight meal. It's a lovely pork dish, a steak, but it's got the face of Kim Jong-un grilled into it. Can this be true?
Mm. That wouldn't be the most surprising thing about North Korea, though, would it? Let's be honest.
No, I mean, it's not. There were some pictures of him inspecting pigs recently.
There was.
Well, maybe he was vetting them.
I send that to you for some reason. I don't know why.
I can't remember why. So it is possible that pork would be on the menu.
Yeah. Kind of takes away one of the most important jobs of the cabin crew as well. Because normally you would read out the options. Pork or pork?
Who's reading out the options?
Well, you know, it's like chicken, beef, vegetarian. Just pork on this one. Real or no real?
Yeah, I don't know on this one, Greg. Have you ever flown there? I don't know.
Never flown there. Probably, hopefully never will. I mean, I definitely never will.
I probably won't either.
So
until they win Eurovision.
I think you might be waiting a long time.
Well, that's an interesting one with Eurovision for you, isn't it? Because whatever country wins Eurovision, then you're ultimately there the next year, aren't you?
That's right.
Yeah,
like tomorrow, Ukraine.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Okay, is this real?
This is real, I'd say.
I'm going to go... No, I'm going to go no real.
That one is no real.
Oh. No, the pork steak is made up, but the state-owned Koryo Airlines does only have one meal. It's famous in the region for its one cold in-flight burger in a tiny bun with some salad shavings. No one actually knows what it is, whether it's pork or chicken. It's some kind of mystery meat. Yum.
just being shown a picture of it, it looks absolutely vile.
And next.
If you own a sandwich shop and you offer free food to Hollywood actor Liam Neeson, he will turn up and collect it.
As will most celebrities.
And celebs love a
free being real.
But also, it's, yeah, I mean, it's, that's also, it's, it plays to two things, isn't it? It's also, it's a freebie, but also it's a stroke of the ego.
Yeah.
If you're totally. Singling out, if you're, maybe they've done some sort of advert for Liam Neeson, and you're like, hey, Liam, if you want to come here.
You're kind of friends with him, or there's a, like,
am
a respect,
I?
Well, there's a kind of respect there between you both.
There's respect.
Well, he knows who you are. Oh, that's really gone downhill, actually, hasn't it? From friends.
You're friends with him. He's met. He knows who you are.
It's, it goes from, you're best friends, aren't you? Well, you've met him. Well, you interviewed him.
No, but I think he minutes. Enjoys the interview with you. Because like, sometimes he can sound quite downbeat.
Mm.
But with you, there's a kind of mutual...
Yeah, he's really fun. And I think it was his nephew or something, listens to Radio 1. So we got right. in. We got in like that. We just gave him a shout out.
And if Liam Neeson can't come to pick up the food, just send my dad, Pete Mills, as a budget option. Looks the same.
Mm. He is?
I thought your dad looked like Bruce Willis.
No, it's more Liam, I'd say.
What, has he changed into Liam?
I think it's more. He looks more like Liam Neeson now.
Does he?
You do a good impression of Liam Neeson as well. If he was after the burger, he would do the whole, I will find you and I will eat you. Go on, do it.
I will. Is a sandwich shop for me? Are you offering me a free sandwich? Because I've got an appetite and I will find it. And I will eat it.
Yeah, see? Isn't that great?
Really good.
It's not, it's okay.
It's really good.
Right, so real or no real, if you offer free food to Liam Neeson, he will turn up and collect it. Greg, real or no real?
I think this is probably real.
It could be a good way to lure him as a guest to Radio 1.
Chris?
I'm going to go real.
That one's real.
Yes. Well, after hearing the actor was in the area working on his new film, Hard Powder.
That's fun.
That sounds good. Staff at Big Star Sandwich Company near Vancouver in Canada decided to put a sign outside their store on Tuesday reading, Liam Neeson eats here for free, with the hope of getting a visit. It worked, and now he does have a sandwich on the menu named after him.
Oh, see, that's the dream.
Yeah,
you
really
want, you
good.
You want a sandwich wow. named after you.
Scott Mills.
We're playing Real or No Real with Greg James on BBC Radio 1, and here is a fact that will delight you, Chris.
70-year-old Hollywood actor Sylvester Stallone achieved his six-pack by eating pizza.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
If yeah. this is the revelation I need, mm-hmm. if this is true.
I love pizza so much.
Yeah, you don't mention
like,
it.
Like, so much.
I know.
I find myself in an evening sometimes, if I'm not eating pizza, this is so sad, I will search images of pizza.
I've seen
Google.
Him do this.
What? I just love it. I don't know. There's something about it that just... It kind of ticks a box in my brain.
Oh, you see, I was with you until the searching for pictures of it.
I do it, mate.
I would be, my life would be very sad without pizza, I would say. It's my go-to, it always works for me, I love it.
But I follow so many Twitter accounts and Instagram accounts of just pizzas.
Oh, really? You've got it bad.
Yeah.
I love it.
See, I like the reality of it. Mm. I like an actual one. What's your favourite? What do you like?
Oh, you'd always be eating it, wouldn't you? But you can't always. So sometimes pictures will just have to do.
Sometimes he does actually imagine that he's eating something and he says it's almost as good as eating it.
Personal question. Mm. Do you, when you're searching for pictures of things you shouldn't be, is it private browsing?
Oh, yeah.
Private pizza browsing or what?
Not for me, but your go-to default browser is private, I've noticed, Scott.
Mine is, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
Why would it not be?
Just as a standard there, yeah. isn't it? Mm.
I think you'll find a lot of people's are.
Not yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know, a standard, though.
Not a standard. What are you suspicious what are you, about you being permanently on private
yeah,
browser?
What are you always hiding?
That's
yeah.
not.
And so you're living life in the dark over
but
there.
But you must feel so liberated that you can just search whenever you want it.
It's brilliant.
And there's nothing, yeah.
I highly recommend it.
Wow.
Sylvester Stallone got a six-pack.
Mills is the kind of guy who always uses private browsing.
Sylvester Stallone achieved a six-pack by eating pizza. Real or no real?
Got to be real, isn't it?
What?
Please let it be real.
Well, it can't be real.
Who's making this up?
I'm going no real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Well, he shared a shot of the results on Instagram with his friend who owns a chain of pizza restaurants and also has a six-pack. Eating his pizza is a pretty good habit, Sylvester said. Now, there's absolutely no evidence there that he got that six-pack by eating pizza. He was just in his mate's pizza place at the time, so probs not. But we're saying real.
Also,
at the end of
good
that round,
effort.
Of no,
70 years old and got a six-pack.
I know, he's doing
that's
well,
decent,
isn't he? Someone's doing well.
Have a day off.
20 apiece. It's draw.
Okay, good. Thanks, Greg.
Scott Mills.
I'm away for a week because Eurovision Song Contest, BBC 4, Tuesday and Thursday. Thanks. But Matt Emerson's with you tomorrow from 1. Scott Mills.
BBC.